And here we are on Live 89.5. It is time now in the studio. I'm joined by a representative and the race director of a massive event. I've just found out it's even bigger than I thought it was. And this is Phuketthon 2017. Sawadee Kap, would you like to introduce yourself, Lisa?
Sawadee Kap, Jason. Thank you very much for very nice introduction. My name is Pom. It's, everybody call me Pom. It's easier as a nickname because of my full name is like Bun Pom Intanat Pasat in Thai, okay?
I'm glad you said you can just say Pom. That's very good for me already. Thank you, Kum Pom.
All right, okay. Sawadee Kap, Pom. ป้อมนะครับก็วันนี้ยินดีแล้วก็สำหรับคนไทยที่มาร่วมเป็นนักวิ่งนะครับก็ยินดีต้อนรับนะครับสำหรับนักวิ่งที่วันนี้มาถึงที่แอร์พอร์ตแล้วก็ยินดีต้อนรับทุกคนนะครับนักวิ่งจาก14จังหวัดภาคใต้นักวิ่งจากทั่วประเทศแล้วก็นักวิ่ง the runner from the foreign like now I saw some like you know, from Indonesia from like from Japan just arrived yesterday already so we are the most welcome so for Phuketthon so yeah
brilliant well this is it and fantastic and as I just said Kumpom I was asking you sort of like because obviously we need to know if people can still register for the Phuketthon now let's talk about because you've told me how many people and we'll get to that but let's talk about what's going on it starts tomorrow give a little bit of a rundown for people who don't know about it yet.
Okay, let's start on this. Tomorrow, we're going to, the first day of the race pack collection. Okay, don't miss it. Start from about like 10 o'clock till about like 8 p.m. 2 day race pack collection, it's 8 and 9 of December. So everyone going to come to Saphan Hin. You just going to the Google, Saphan Hin Phuket. Then you can find the location that you're going to check in there and receive the race pack collection at there. And also together at that location, we get a huge of the expo. It's called Running Expo. It all of a brand about 50 brands. It's international brand like ASICS, Nike, Under Armour, all the brands from Bangkok from headquarters and come together. If you come to on the 8th and the 9th, you can enjoy about the shopping for the sport brand also.
For right? sure, because they'll have things like with promotion and yeah. things that are good for runners. And now Phuket in particular has become such a cool place for running. It's a running destination now. Phuket loves to run now. Yeah. So this is huge. So that's a big expo so people can do shopping, whether you're racing or whether you're going to just cheerlead. Then you can go to the expo as well, which is happening tomorrow and Saturday. The race packs are as you said, that'll be like the running shirts, yeah? Which look very nice. I've just been on, of course, people who are listening now, if you want to get a visual on this, we have on Facebook, most people on Facebook now, just type in Phuketthon, and that's Phuket with H-O-N, like Phuket Honours, like yeah. a little honour on the end. So Phuketthon is the title of this 2017. You'll find it on Facebook. There's pictures of all things and directions as well on there so people can get directed towards. Now that's going on, so that's the expo and the race pack collection. So then the races start actually when?
The race start, we're going to have 5 races for the 2 day. Start from the 9th of December, we start about the Color Fun Run presented by Tanjapura. It's going to be start about the flag off is about 6 o'clock in the morning. So everyone, it closed already. So I'm so sorry for this year.
Yeah,
so
they have the maximum reach capacity.
It's about 1,000 people. Okay, this is maximum that Tanjapura did a great job. So another one on the 9th of December, this is called Run 10 Men. This is we create about the Run 10 about 5K. It's about beach run 5K at the Nai Han Beach. Okay, it's called Jelly Beach Run. It's about music. You run and music, you dance and you jump. After you finish that, you jump to the water and blah, blah, blah. You just make yourself fun, something like that.
Brilliant. Okay. So it's more like a little running fest. This is part of the festival because this is the thing. It is a running festival. Yeah, yeah, as yeah. you put Phuketthon 2017, Asia's major running festival. So Saturday's more about the fun style of people who maybe aren't too serious about running because there is a lot of people serious about running on the island and beyond. This is more about having the Colour Fun Run, which is already full capacity, but the Jelly Fun Run, which is down in Nai Han, beautiful beach, one of my favorite beaches in the world. I used to live down there. And this is about, so there's going to be music as well. Let's talk about that, Kumpong.
Yeah, actually, like, you know, we invite, we're working with the Phuket governor. Phuket governor would like to bring back about the Japanese anyway. Then we have a group of Japanese. We have very famous and celebrated Japanese from Japan, from Yoshimoto Entertainment. They invite about a group of Japanese, about comedians, about sports celebrity, and about group is about 20 people. It flies directly from Japan to Phuket. And they're going to have fun. They're going to have the live Facebook and blah, 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 promote about the Nai Han Beach. And also they have the girl group as the promote called Sweat 16. So it means you're going to be fun at there. So it means a lot of people. And number one celebrity in Thailand called Pancake. นะครับ ทุกคนก็รู้จัก Pancake. แล้วก็โยเขาจะมาใส่ชุด Bikini Beach. Bikini Beach. เพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยใครที่ไป Jelly Beach Run ก็ยังเปิดแล้วสิ we still open on that till 9 of December. Till like 3:00 p.m. Okay? We're going to have flag off about 4:00. You see, you have chance because of let's fun together. If you come to run on the rest, main rest day on the 10th of December, you have chance to, this is like just warm up for evening before you run on the rest day.
Yeah, some people will go to a gym and stretch and have a sauna, but you're promoting go and have a good time. Good time on the beach with pancake. Pancakes and not macloy, camping on camp. Okay, so that's all the fun stuff and the warm-up, which is fantastic that you're thinking about entertainment and everything. Then we're 2 days, 17 hours, 45 minutes and 1 second from the actual big race, because I've got this up on your website, which is phuketthon.com.
Yep.
And I'll post a link to that a little later on. And then this is the big race day, which is Sunday. So let's run down on Sunday.
Yep. Sunday, we're going to start about the main race. Right now, we have to, you know, congratulation with the Phuket. We received about the certification from IAAF. This is first time ever in 20 years in Thailand. We're going to receive about the certificate from IAAF. It's an International Athlete Association around the world. Do we need it? Okay. This is by Mr. David Katz. Okay. We received it already. So it means this is the world or international standard for the rest. So the Sunday, we can start track off about full marathon, 3:30 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Of
Early.
Course. Because traffic.
Yeah, of course. And it's cooler. And it's yeah, nice. It's nicer
cool.
For
yeah, it's very cooler. Cool. Because of right now, you know, the Phuket, it's called winter season, but not winter. Okay. Number two is about the half marathon. Half marathon, we start about, flag off is about 5 a.m. Okay. And number three is about the mini marathon. We call the Old Town Race. It's about 10K. It's a lot of people. It's about 4,500. It's sold out.
Wow.
Definitely sold out. It means this is going to be perfect. It's all green, the green shirt. It's all around the town. It means then the exciting one that I would like to promote it. Everyone thinking and remember who are the runners to reach it already. Okay, 442.195. At the 38 kilometer, for a half marathon at the kilometer for 17. At the 10K kilometer at 6, kilometer at 6, you're going to meet about the carnival.
Yeah.
Everyone going to enjoy the carnival at the Trang Street. We're going to cross the road 100%, 350 meter. It's a lot of cheer up, the community cheer up, and you know, okay, this is, they said to me like, okay, just keep quiet and keep confidential.
Too excited though, Kumpong's too excited. Monkey, I'm like,
so I want to say something, but my team also said, keep, just make them surprised. So that's it about the carnival. Let prepare yourself on that. Kilometer.
It's all right. You're only talking on the radio that could potentially be listened to by absolutely everyone. Your team are probably going like, come bomb. You're supposed to keep the carnival vibe down. But that's going to be fantastic. And it's really cool that you're doing this. It's going to be taking over the whole of that area of Phuket, which is a beautiful area. And I'm a massive fan. I lived in Nai Han, but like I've lived more in Phuket town. And I love it. And like you said, it's going to be fantastic seeing that many people. And that's for that main race. But in all, you've got a total of around, you said off the microphone,
Gaopankun.
9,000 people taking part.
Okay, we proudly, like very, you know, proudly to show up to the Phuket people, to Phuket province too. This time we are the first year, we are the first time. This is brand new for Phuket. We are not outside people to do about the organizing. We work together with Phuket, the local communities. All the thing happen at Phuketon, it happened by Phuket people. So it means we train them. We brought the know-how. We put them the how to do and how to do it together. So this is the platform that Phuket is gonna be the model of the sport tourism in Thailand. This is the first time ever that Phuket, the Phuket people, they collaborate with the private sector and government, local government, work it together. This is I'm very surprised that this is the first time that this is they accepted and they're willing to do it by themselves. So it means it's very successful. So one thing that I would like to say to the local community, สวัสดีครับแล้วผมอยากจะพูดเรื่องของการจราจร the traffic. Okay, something likeการจราจรผมอยากจะขอโทษและขออภัยสำหรับพี่น้องที่ประชาชนที่เดินอยู่เส้นทางดังกล่าวไม่ว่าจะเป็นแยกดาวเรื่องหรือ5แยกฉลองนะครับเพราะอยากจะขอโทษและอยากให้เข้าใจว่าเรากำลังจัดงานใหญ่และปีนี้เป็นปีที่ภูเก็ตกำลังต้อนรับนักวิ่งนักท่องเที่ยวจากทั่วโลกและทั่วสาธิตจาก14จังหวัดภาคใต้จากทั่วประเทศเพราะฉะนั้นจะมีนักวิ่งมากมายและเราจะรบกวนในขอเส้นทางในทางวิ่งนะครับขอให้โปรดกรุณาเข้าใจตามที่ต่างๆและแยกต่างๆมีการปิดจราจรเพราะฉะนั้นอยากให้ต้อนรับเขาอยากให้ปรบมือนะครับปรบมือกับนักวิ่งทุกคนที่ผ่านมาเพราะเขาจะสร้างเศรษฐกิจของภูเก็ตให้ดีขึ้น We gonna create the economic impact for Phuket anyway so it mean this running event gonna be continue and consistent for from now on to maybe to year 10 something
Brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, if your energy is anything to go by, Kumpom, this is going to be an incredible event and it should go on for millennia because you've just given it. I'm so sick because sometimes people go, anyway, I'll talk about that off the side. So this is brilliant. This is going to be 3-day race marathon, marathon festival going on right here on the island, starting tomorrow. Fantastic. Registration still available for the Jelly Run in Nai Han. If you want to register, then go to either the Phuketthon.com or type in Phuketthon 2017 in the Facebook search engine. You'll find it there. We did have a quick chat before. We didn't say anything about this food on the Facebook as well. What's going on with some food vibe?
Okay. This is, we just, you know, for the food festival, it's a kind of like, we're working with the local communities. Okay.
Actually, and the local communities and everyone loves food here.
Yes.
On Phuket and in Thailand.
Yes. We love to present on this because of actually like, you know, we just help them and let them to prepare something for the runners. Anyway, after you finish line, you know, we prepare about free food for you. The free food is mean the open and, you know, we're going to prepare about free coconut for you. This is the natural hydration that we're going to give it to you. So it means free food. It means we're going to prepare about the local food. It means khao mok kai, roti, and something like, you know, something like this is very, very local. So for the food festival, if you're not enough, you have to buy from the local vendor that we prepare it. So it means about 80 chop and 80 booths that we prepare. A lot of, like, you know, the food booth around there. So you're going to enjoy on that too.
For sure. And getting the energy going for the races as well. Well, Kumpom, thank you ever so much for coming in. I think you've given everyone the right sort of vibe to get involved now and get excited about this. Phuketthon 2017. I wish you all the success and every fun for this to be going on for the future.
Thank you very much, Jason. And thank you, everyone. ขอฝากภูเก็ตตอนไว้ด้วยนะครับแล้วก็ฝากว่าภูเก็ตตอนนี้เป็นของคนภูเก็ตทุกคนแล้วก็ขอให้คนภูเก็ตต้อนรับตัวนักวิ่งจากทั่วโลกนะครับภูเก็ต people gonna welcome a lot so all the people all the runner from around the world thank you very much ครับคุณเจสันครับ
thank you Kumpom ชวัสดีนะครับ that was great that's Kumpom here on Live 89.5 the race director for Phuketthon 2017 run